This is a conversation between Srila Prabhupada and George Harrison, recorded at Bhaktivedanta Manor in 1973.
In your house?
Yes.
Is it the first time you're seeing?
Yes. I've just seen the photographs before. We saw many places which didn't turn out to be the one.
This village is also nice.
Yeah.
I'm walking daily morning.
Perfect.
One priest came.
Really? Priest?
Yes. With a girlfriend.
Local priest? Or?
I do not know. They told me that he is a priest.
He had black, dressed in black?
Or? No, no. He is ordinary dress. But they told me that he is priest. In Bombay, you are going under some tribulation. You have seen this movement?
No. They ruined our temple, the city. Municipal authorities knocked our temple down.
Who did?
In Bombay, the city police. And so, we made a publicity trial. I understand that they've rebuilt.
They have what?
Yes.
Why did they do that?
Oh, that's a long story.
Long story. About the land, there's some dispute. We purchased it, and other owners have tried to dispute it. And they were powerful with the police.
But they said they didn't want you to have the land, or they said you didn't own the land.
They said legally we didn't, even though we paid for it. So they were powerful friends of the police, so they got the police to come and demolish the temple.
Really? But the deities in
there. And they didn't destroy the deities.
No, they are going to not destroy, they dismantle the deity room also. In the meantime, another message can don't go on further. They stopped.
Yeah. You'd expect it somewhere like in America.
Yeah. Never yes.
Somewhere in the West.
Huh?
In India, you wouldn't expect that.
No. Well, this is extraordinary incident. So public is in our side. So we have got that marble, you told me that.
Yes, he has, we can get it and use it for the temporary office.
If we speak tomorrow to the people, you can have it the day after, probably.
Oh, that's really good. Then we can install the deities.
You keep it anyway, you know. Well, I know once you get the proper deities, you will have something else, but I mean, then use that somewhere else.
I think you can fix up that platform permanently.
Yeah.
And when your throne comes, you can place on that platform, altar.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are chanting Hare Krishna. Yes. Hare Krishna.
I seem to keep going in cycles.
Huh?
I go around in circles. Maybe it's something to do with me being, you know, the Pisces, they show one fish going this way and one fish going that way.
Huh.
And periods when I just can't stop chanting. And then other periods where, you know, I turn into a demon again and forget.
You are not demon. You are demigod. Somewhere or other you have got attached to Krishna. That will help you.
I mean, even at my worst, I can always...
Srimad Bhagavatam you are reading?
Pardon?
Srimad Bhagavatam you are reading?
I'm reading the Gita.
Bhagavad Gita. Yes, that is All answers are there.
And he goes, just read it over and over. Mm. You know, just one piece over and over.
Jad jad acharati sreshta tatta devi tarai jana. Just take. Yes, find out this verse. Jad, Y-A-D. Jad jad acharati sreshta tatta eva itari jana sajat pramanam kurite lokasat anuvartate. In this column you'll find, in this column, right? Yes, up. Jad jad acharati.
Acharati
sreshta. Ah, that's it.
Jajad acharati sreshta tatat yavataro jana sajat pramanam kute lokastat anuvartate.
You can read the diacritic marks?
Read what?
English transliteration?
Yes. I try and read this, namely the Roman.
Yeah.
And there's sometimes
this mark. Yeah. It's long. And surely long.
Yeah.
How to read, the instruction is there in the back side. Yeah. How to read.
When you hear it, Prabhupada.
Sometimes, like, when you have the dots beneath the letters.
No, it is not difficult. If you practice little, the instruction is there.
Because when you see Krishna spelled with the dots beneath,
That is,
I mean, that's the only way you can say it.
The direction is here.
It looks
like it's a direction.
Yeah.
Is here. I think at the back of Bhagavad Gita, also the direction.
There is something how to pronounce the words.
Although the problem is that if you're trying to read, if you're trying to understand.
No, you can understand my translation.
Yeah.
But better to listen, for you probably, to listen to a tape of my Prabhupada pronouncing Sanskrit.
Yeah.
Because you have a musical ear.
Yeah, I can learn anything by
hearing it.
Ah, yes. Your hearing is very sharp.
Yeah. Anyway. The translation is, whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow in his footsteps, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
So, this is your duty now. By the grace of Krishna, you are one of the great men, although you are a young man. But Krishna has placed you in such a high position that there are many young men who follow him. So that is the instruction.
There's you know, Shamsund and I were talking just on the way here, and it's like that when you commit yourself to something, in a way it's like putting your head on the chopping block. Because people, you know, somebody can turn around and chop it off, or maybe you're lucky and, you know, it doesn't get chopped off.
No, it is not chopping
off. But there's, I find that there's, the more commitment that you make, or that I make, even though it's such a little commitment, I mean, relatively speaking, it's such a little one, now I'm getting in the area where I find that people are, it provokes
thoughts.
Well, sometimes it provokes bad reaction.
Sometimes people become agitated by his words.
Murkhai upadeshai pukapayana santhe. There is a verse that if one is foolish, if you give him good instruction, he becomes angry. Just like the example is given, payapanam bhujangalam kevalam vishavardhanam. You keep a snake, and if you give him milk, the result will be that his poison will increase. Paapmanam Bhujanganam Kevalam Vishabaddhanam. So sometimes it happens that if one is foolish, if you give him good advice, he becomes angry. Mukhaya upadesha hi prakopayana. But as it happened like that, no, I don't think so.
I can feel little animosity comes from people who, I don't know for what reason, but people...
Envious.
I don't know which is, in some ways, the more committed you are to the thing and the stronger that you are in what you do, then the stronger the animosity becomes.
The other side.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if, you know, sometimes I get the feeling that maybe there's one person who it means something real to, and 10 people who it doesn't mean anything to. Mm. And I'm not sure how it, if it all balances out in the end, whether...
Well, then one person, though, if you reach one person, you're worth all of it.
But say you don't reach any people, and then you have a choice of reaching people, and you only reach one, but in by reaching that one, you have 20 people who are annoyed. You know, how do you...
Yes, sometimes it happens.
His question is that if you preach and you see many men, you meet many men, you may make, if you meet 10 men, you may make 9 of them enemies, and only one will become helped by your preaching. So how is that?
But if you don't say anything, then maybe all the 10 of them are quite friendly.
So is that, how is that beneficial?
Yes, the preaching is different, you see. When one preaches, he must tell the truth. Just like Lord Jesus Christ, the people did not like his preaching, but he did not stop his preaching. That is another point, you see. In the preaching propaganda, there is possibility of creating animosity. Yes, there is possibility. Just see, unnecessarily, my God brother, family, yes. Innocent we are, we're simply worshipping, we have given money, everything is all right, but they are creating some animosity. Especially in God consciousness, such things are possible, you see. We have to pray sometimes. Even Prahlad Maharaj, he is a 5-year-old boy, and his only fault was that he is Krishna consciousness. His father became what to speak of others, because his father did not like God consciousness. So he became enemy of his child, although the child was only 5 years old. So, there is possibility of such things.
I was suggesting that those who take the biggest risk for Krishna, that even though they may stand the risk losing everything, Krishna always comes to help. And
that is the history of everyone, just like the Pandavas. They were bereft of their kingdom, bereft of their wife. They were insulted, so many things. Still, at last they come out victorious. Arjuna and Yudhishthira and the other party. That is the Kurukshetra war. That is a fact. Krishna protects his devotee. That verse is there. Kauntiya pratijanihi nami bhakta panasati. Hmm. So your this record album, I am in the material world.
In the material.
And I heard that has been appreciated by so many people. Even one teacher was telling me.
One teacher came to visit Prabhupada. He said he played your record in his classroom. He teaches religious education. And they were astounded that the children, one of them began to pray. But he found one boy in a room alone playing the record and praying on the floor. Is that a great effect?
There's one song in particular which was directly the result of the conversation we had when you came.
Yes, in your house. Yes.
About fame and fortune and.
So how the record is now received?
Yes.
Then.
Yes.
The people are seeking after something, our spiritual enlightenment. That's a fact. Especially in the Western world, that is a fact. We have to administer very cautiously and carefully. Then it will be taken. So one thing is, then when you speak of the strictures, four things,
restrictions.
Yeah. That one they become angry.
They become angry.
Yes. Because everyone is addicted to these things. I told you this story. Lord Jetland, a Marquis of Jetland, he was Lord Ronaldson. Do you know him?
I don't know him.
He is a Scottish man. He was governor of Bengal when we were children. Not children, young men. I was a student in the Scottish Church's college, so our principal, Mr. Watt, he invited him to visit. So he was a big philosopher. He liked Indian culture and philosophy. So I was at that time second year class. So when he came to our class, he first of all asked, how many of you have taken philosophy? So our principal, Mr. Watt, informed that this is second year class. So philosophy begins from the third year. So the preliminary philosophy, logic, they might have taken some of them. So all right, how many have taken logic? So he was also one of them. So he was very nice gentleman. One of my god brother came here in 1935. What is your birth date?
Yes? 43.
You are not born at that time. 1935. So he met Lord Ronaldson. Is there any place in Scotland, Ronaldson?
How is that spelled?
R-O-N-A-L-D-S-A-Y, Ronaldson. He was known as Lord Ronaldson, Marquis of Jetland. Is Jetland is any place?
Jetland?
Yeah? Anyway, so he asked my god brother, his name was Banerjee, Mr. Banerjee, can you make me a Brahman? So he inquired, this Lord Jetland. So he replied, yes, why not? You have to give up these four restricted things. So when he heard, he said, oh, it is impossible. It is impossible. This is our life. So when we speak to these principles, sometimes people become angry. Yes. The same thing, mukhaya udesa hi prakopayana sand. That risk is there. But actually that is a fact. God consciousness can be awakened proportionally one is pure, purified. Because Krishna is the purest. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. You are the Param Brahma, the purest, uncontaminated. So, unless one becomes uncontaminated of this material mode, it is difficult to understand what is God. Therefore, in our institution, we begin with these four restrictions. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. So, those who are not serious about, they take it, what is this, just like Rai Rama, he remarked that I am restricting
natural
instincts. Especially in the Western countries. I was thinking in the beginning that I say, as soon as I shall propose this thing, these people will say, please go on, don't preach. But by Krishna's grace, I do not know how these young boys and girls, they agreed to my proposal. I am also astonished, because even Jedland said, it is impossible. I was not very much hopeful when I first came in your country. It was in Boston, the Commonwealth dock. So I was thinking on board. I came on board.
How long year was that?
It was 1965, September. I was thinking, I think it is public, you know, that as soon as I propose this thing, people will refuse to hear me. But Krishna's grace, these selected boys, they agreed. So their cooperation has helped me.
We agreed because we saw someone who was perfect in teaching and setting example in every way. So just by seeing you, we gave up. We thought, well, if we do this, then we can learn something from this man. Otherwise, we cannot learn. And we gave up.
So that is the only point. People become sometimes angry. Otherwise, we have nothing to make an enemy. We simply teaching love God.
If you think since 65, just less than 8 years, and if you came with $5 or $10, and now it's so big, the organization. And think of another 5 years, the potential. Then that is what people will have to, you know, just the growth and the success is, you don't need any other reason for people to, you know, have the jealousy or...
Well, yes, people will see very nicely, even Africa, and especially Europe and America, the younger generation, they are liking.
Just by your words, just the words that you gave us, those words have created all this.
That is not my word, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's word. So you can open this window. Shall I open?
No, it's I'm not too hot.
I see.
Shall I read this verse?
Yes, yes.
He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare boldly that my devotee never perishes.
Declare boldly. Yes, Krishna says. They declare boldly to the world that my devotee will never perish. Yes. This is Krishna's special mercy. No, we are teaching exactly to save the human society, you see. Because the human life is specially made part by nature's gift that in this life you realize God. In other life, cats and dogs, it is not possible. Now you have got nice human body, develop consciousness, and there are literatures, instruction. You just take advantage of them and make your life successful. Successful means that you save yourself from the repeated birth and death. This is it. So long we will be materialistic or attached to material enjoyment, we have to accept a body, material body. Not necessarily human body. It may be, according to karma, higher grade life, demigods life, in higher planet, or in lower grade. One day it is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Vihadram Prapti. You have to change this body. As you have changed already from childhood to babyhood, babyhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood. So now it is old age body. So when this body will finish, I will have to accept another body. That is a fact. But unfortunately, there is no education on this point. After destruction of this body, the spirit soul is not destroyed. It's like you left your coat. That means you are not dead. Your coat is set aside. Similarly, this body may be destroyed. It will be destroyed because it is material. And that is Christian religion also accept resurrection. So the soul transmigrates to another body. Now this transmigration can be done in so many ways, either in this material world or in the spiritual world. In the material world also, there are high-grade light. It's like here in this planet also, there are so many different grades of life, so many different planets. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, you can find out. Jyanti deva pradade evan pitrin jyanti pitribhata.
The birds in the sky and the birds in the sky and the fish in the water and the worms in the soil.
What do you want?
Where is Pandit Mata? Jyanti deva pradade evan. Why is MTI?
Why?
Yanti.
Yanti.
Actually, the pronunciation is Yanti. Yanti. Antastha.
Yanti.
Somewhere I have this Bhagavad Gita should be preached all over the for this education of the humanities. Yes.
Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship